Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, maybe you have a Bible question or maybe a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time with on the program, feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. We've been studying from Matthew 5, the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus preached, and we've been looking primarily at the Beatitudes that they're referred to that appear in the first 12 verses of Matthew 5. We talk about attitudes. We talk about the attitudes that we ought to have. And in those first four attitudes, we see a relationship to God and what it ought to be. In the second four of the Beatitudes, we see Jesus talking about the relationship that we have to one another. So we've looked already in previous lessons that blessed are the poor in spirit. That is, blessed are those that recognize they're spiritually bankrupt, spiritually beggars in the presence of a holy God. Blessed are they that mourn, that is, blessed are those that spiritually mourn for their sins against God. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those, that is, who submit to divine authority. And blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. That is, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after God's word. In our study today, we'd like to look at verse 7, which is the beginning of the Beatitudes dealing with our relationship to one another. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Matthew 5, verse 7. What is mercy? Well, again, sometimes the best way to understand what something is to understand what it isn't. Mercy is not being soft. It's not easygoing. Mercy is not sentiment. You hear people say, bless their hearts, or they're really bad off. No, mercy is compassion in action. James says in James 2, verse 14, beginning, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or a sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. It's in the book of Lamentations in chapter 3 that verse 22 says, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. See, it's easy with a little thought to understand and see mercy around us. And there are marks of mercy that we can practice. That is, to be patient with the peculiar. In Romans 15 and verse 7, wherefore receive you one another, as Christ also hath received us to the glory of God. You reckon that we ever rub God the wrong way, and yet his mercy is behind his compassion and his love to us. Another mark of mercy is to forgive the fallen. Merciful people forgive those that are around them. Have you ever fallen, been unfaithful, wanted to come back to God, asked someone to forgive you? Do you remember how you felt when you were forgiven? Do you rub it in or rub it out? Hang it over the person's head? Hold it against the person from now on? In 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 6, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Hebrews 8 and verse 12, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Another way by which we can show mercy is by helping the hurting. Proverbs 2 and verse 27, withhold no good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. I'm sure we're probably familiar with the parable of the Good Samaritan recorded in Luke 10, verses 30 through 37. Here was a man that extended mercy to a person that had fallen among thieves and made sure that everything that he had need to recover was provided for him. Micah, in chapter 6 and verse 8, says that he had showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And two, we need to show mercy by assisting our enemies. Luke 6 and verse 33, if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do even the same. Or would we rather skip this point? Well, do good to enemies. Bless those that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for those who despise you. And there needs to be motive for mercy. You know, God has been merciful to us. In Luke 6 and verse 36, therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. In Romans 5 and verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Have you noticed that we want to be judged by our best intentions and best actions, and yet we judge others by their worst? You know, we're going to need mercy in the future. Unless I live perfect, I need mercy. If I'm hard, harsh, cruel to others, what can I expect? If I'm kind, forgiving, considerate with others, what can I expect? It says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. That's not building up bonus points. That's not to be a selfish motive, for that will not avail in judgment either. Mercy will make us happy. Philip's translation on Matthew 5, verse 7 says, happy are the merciful, for they will have mercy shown to them. You see, the opposite of this would be, unhappy are the unmerciful, for they will not have mercy shown to them. You know, some of the unhappiest, some of the most miserable people are those who never give up a grudge, but they hold on to it until they're eaten up inside. They never extend forgiveness. In Proverbs 11 and verse 17, the merciful man doeth good to his own soul. James 2 and verse 13, for he shall have judgment without mercy that hath shown no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. I can guarantee that every person that's listening to me on this radio station will be begging God for mercy in that day of judgment. Will we obtain it? Well, it'll depend. Do we accept the mercy that God extends in the gospel? In Psalms 103, verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. Do we extend mercy to others? It's in verse 8 of Matthew 5 that Jesus says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, everyone wants purity, pure air, pure water, pure food. But pure in heart means not mixed in motives. What are your motives when you assemble to worship? You know, we like to think that every Christian has the right motive. But to know a person's motive, we'd have to read their minds, and we can't do that. Ananias and Sapphira that we have in Acts 5, their motives were wrong, though outwardly they appeared generous. Of the scribes in Matthew 23, inwardly they loved the praises of men, and they wanted to be seen, but yet outwardly they appeared righteous, as verse 28 says. Two, pure in heart means a clean heart. Do you have a clean mind? What do you read? What do you allow yourself to see? And what do you spend time thinking about? Are our thoughts free from following the ways of the world? You know, the true condition of our heart can be found by examining the things that we think about. In Philippians 4 and verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, think on these things. 2, to be pure in heart is to be single-minded. Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 22, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? You see, those who accomplish much, like scientists and scholars and athletes, they have their whole lives consumed in what they do. And to those of you in the radio audience, you know, we might be thinking of family, illnesses, what we're going to do today, or maybe thinking of sinful things. But Paul, he was single-minded. In Romans 10 and verse 1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. In 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. We know that David was called a man after God's own heart in 1 Samuel 13 and verse 14. God saw that his heart was good. David succumbed to sin, but David repented from the heart. So how can we develop a pure heart? Remember that God sees everything. Matthew 6, verse 4, thy Father which seeth in secret. See, God knows this instance, what's in your heart. Sometimes we're like little children trying to hide dirty hands at the table, but do we deal with God that way? Do we think that he won't know if we don't tell? In Hebrews 4 and verse 13, all things are open and naked under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So we can keep our hearts pure the more we realize that God knows and God sees it all. Proverbs 4, verse 23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. We need to realign our priorities. In Exodus 20 and verse 3, you have no other gods, you shall have no other gods before me. In our activities, in Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21, Jesus teaches where our treasure is, there is where our hearts will be. So where and on what do we spend the most of our time and money? What's the result if we have a pure heart? Happiness, that's what Jesus said, blessed. And the word blessed means happy. Things will not be a fake with you, not a phony, not doing things for the show. When you are pure in heart, is when true happiness comes into your life. And we can see God, because he's always seeing us. See him not just in the future, but now, in everyday life. And the opposite is also true. Miserable are the impure in heart, for they shall not see God. In Revelation 1 and verse 7, behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. People who have thrown away their lives must begin to work on their heart. And God's word is able to create in me a pure heart, a clean heart. Psalms 51, verse 10. Friends, we see your time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.